This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Live here at the 2014 program launch of Feast Adelaide's Queer Cultural Festival at the Prince of Wales. And it's turning into a bit of a buzz down here. My name's Dylan Adler and I'm joined by another guest, Bobby McCumber. How are you, love?
I'm doing well, thanks, Dylan. How you doing?
I'm pretty amazed, thank you. Like, it's just such a cultural hub right now. There are so many eclectic people here.
Yeah.
Now, this is a year that you're not actually putting on a show at Feast. Yeah. How does that feel?
It's a little less stressful, actually.
Oh, shock horror.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I'm doing the Comedy Gala, which is one of the big comedy nights that they have at the start of Feast, which is a lot of fun. So Laurie Bell, who's a local Adelaide girl, she hosts the Comedy Gala every year and she used to look after the comedians and everything. I'm actually doing a show with her early next year. So we're going to do a preview of that at the Comedy Gala. So it should be fun.
Awesome stuff. How does it work when you have, I guess, two really creative people coming up with something like a comedy show, because that's an extension of your own soul there.
Yeah.
How does that collab work?
Well, it's interesting, actually. I've known Laurie for a few years, and she's actually had this baby. She's been doing comedy for about 8 years now, I think it is. She's had this baby, and it's a comedy cabaret called Tales of the Dyke Side for about 5 years, but she hasn't found anyone that she could work with and do the show. And I've performed 3 solo shows in the last 4 years, and I was kind of like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do this year. And then Laurie came to me and said, I've got this show, do you want to do it? And yeah, this is the first time that I've collaborated with anyone, and I wasn't sure how it was going to be at first, because you're right, it is so personal, you're telling your story. But Laurie and I actually have quite a lot in common. We're very different, but we have the same journey, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Now, for anyone going to Feast Festival for the very first time, and you know, yourself being a bit of a veteran at Feast Festival, what are some hot tips that you can tell people, like, what to do and what not to do when going into something like the Feast Festival?
Yeah, I think going to things like the Comedy Gala, you actually get to see about 8 different comics, so it's a good sneak preview to the rest of Feast, and it's on at the start of the festival, so I'd probably, not just because I'm performing there, but recommend going there, because you actually get to see a snippet of all the other shows, and if you like 5 or 10 minutes of this comic, then you can go and check out their full show. So seeing the showcases, not just comedy but other shows as well, is probably a good idea, just to get a little bit of a preview of what else is there for the rest of the festival.
Right. Have you ever experienced any hecklers while up on stage?
I have. Surprisingly, not too many. I'm always a little bit petrified of what would happen when I do get an aggressive one. I had one a few years ago when I'm doing an imitation of an American person from Georgia, so a real strong southern accent. And I had a guy that was from Georgia in the audience, and as I did it, he kind of shouted something out, but he said it really slowly, which is how I was mocking the people from down south. But I didn't say anything harsh or anything, and that's, I guess, one thing that I'll never do, is I'll never shoot anyone down. Or, I mean, they're there for comedy. Everyone's there to have a good time. And if you do say something aggressive, it kind of makes the whole room awkward. So I kind of took the piss out of myself when he got a little bit angry, and then it all kind of worked out, which was good. But
yeah,
that's probably the worst heckle I've had, and I sucked up his ass, and everyone laughed, and then we moved on.
Awesome. Do you cop this question a bit, because whenever I see interviews with comics that happen to be female, they'll say, oh, how can you be a female comic? How does that actually feel when that question lands?
I don't know, it's interesting. Like, in my I worked in sports for a lot of my career as well, so I guess I've been around things that are very male-dominated, so I get it quite often. More so now, I think people are bringing to the attention that it's not that different. I mean, with comedy, it's probably 10% of comedians are female. So, and the females that are doing it are probably a little bit older than male comedians get in it when they're probably like 18 or 19, and there's not too many female comedians that get into it that young. I got into it when I was about 28, so I guess I had a lot of life experience. I don't know what I would have spoken about before then, but I don't know. maybe people are, I'm trying to see how diplomatic I can say this, but...
Oh, no, diplomacy.
Yeah.
Here, come on.
Look, for me, I would have had nothing to talk about when I was younger. I'm comfortable in my skin, and I know that it is very much a male-dominated industry. When I go and perform, I might be the one female in 10 comedians, but, I mean, I don't care. I'll be the first one to go up to the man and say g'day to him and all that. Sometimes it's a little bit uncomfortable, and you do get judged because you are the only female, but hopefully... Hopefully in the future we'll get a few more girls up there and then it'll even out the playing field, I guess.
Oh, totally. Look, some of my favourite comics are like Judith Lucy and Kitty Flanagan, Sarah Silverman. So, you know, I actually really prefer female comics. They make me laugh harder. But aside from the Comedy Gala, what acts or what shows should we be checking out at Feast Festival 2014?
Yeah, certainly. I would check out Thomas Chaspers. He's doing a show. I'll definitely go and check that out. I've seen snippets of him, but I haven't seen his show, so that's something that I might go and check out. Also, Bo Heartbreaker. Now, I've seen, and that's Selena. She does this character, Bo Heartbreaker. I've seen snippets of that as well, but I haven't seen the full show. So that's another one that I'd probably go and check out. I'm probably just talking the comedy ones, though. I'm not too sure some of the other ones. Although I did get told Horse was performing as well, and I was recommended by another lady from Joy to go and check that show out. So,
do you know what? She's actually a bit of a favourite at Joy as
A lot of
the ladies quite enjoy Horse.
So that's probably another one that I'm going to check out. But I have to look through the program and pencil in some of the stuff that I'm going to see over the week.
Sensational. Bobby, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
Come to Adelaide's Feast Festival and get ready to feast on a diversity of queer art and culture from around the world. Check out feast.org.au for cabaret, comedy, theatre, music, visual arts and queer thinkers. Adelaide's Feast Festival, November 15 to 30. Joy sponsor.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.